Photo credit, https://norwegianshetechnews.com/2017/01/one-night-stand-regrets/. Hello everyone. Reposting my blog post for the release of podcast episodes number 39 and number 40. I hope you are just dealing your Friday in a good way today. Just make sure to just handle business and then get home safe to kick off your weekend. Yes, I am reposting this thread since the content still applies to parts A and B. As shared a million times, I have posted the links to my latest podcast episodes down below. Also, as previously mentioned in my other post, Melissa and I have discussed a rather risque podcast topic on one-night stands. In my younger years, this topic is something I would have feared speaking and acting upon. I made it into boot camp right after high school as a virgin. As an innocent and inexperienced young woman, going into boot camp was a wild experience with 87 other women. I felt embarrassed and shy while sitting in a circle with other boot camp cohorts who were sharing their raciest sexual encounters. Sadly, I felt awkward to not have a story to tell. At the time, I was intending on saving myself for marriage. It just so happened that at the time of my very first alcohol encounter at a party, I blacked out and someone took advantage of that rookie mistake. It took me many years to be comfortable with talking about it. It was something that I felt ashamed over, and I believe that it was my fault for putting myself in that position. I remember feeling like my whole staying a virgin until marriage plan was ruined. Thinking back, this act impacted me more than I wanted to admit. Once it happened, I definitely became a little more open to exploring random sexual encounters in the military. However, I was still thinking that I would get married. I did get married a year later when I was just shy of turning 19 years old. My bad experiences are a huge reason as to why I am super transparent with my sons, and I allow certain benign experiences and open discussions to happen under my roof. I would never want any of my kids to not be equipped to handle new situations. As far as drugs are concerned, I don't want anything to do with them, and that has been established within my family culture to just avoid them. Even with that culture, I find out either months or years later about the experience when either of them share it with me. I have to take their experiences in stride and basically let them know that they are lucky that nothing bad happened from those brushes with a particular drug. As parents, we all get to steer the ship of our family as we see best. I love bullshitting with Melissa, and I'm sure that is translated in the podcast episodes when she is my co-host. Now, here is both part A and part B on the discussion on most random moments on YouTube. Verbally Disastrous Presents Season Number 1, Episode Number 39, Part A Most Random Encounters. On YouTube. Verbally Disastrous Presents Season Number 1, Episode Number 40, Part B Most Random Encounters. On YouTube. I believe that these podcast episodes are probably the most daring one I have released to date. I do think that our society should move away from the Puritan mindset and stop pushing it on young women. There should be a balance stuck between doing the right thing versus just chasing the devil. As a young woman, this mindset crippled me in more ways than one. The worst part was, I became prey to men in the military since I had a very sheltered upbringing. Additionally, I felt in my younger years, I could not speak about my sexuality and/or experiences with the opposite sex. If I did, I would feel ashamed and dirty. Mind you, I never chose to wear the victim trench coat. Trust and believe that I have experiences that are enough to break your spirit under my belt. I am just merely reporting the news based upon my past experiences and sharing my thoughts. It is no surprise that I am not fond of weakness or crying about problems. It is more wise to look for solutions and power through bad experiences and become a warrior. I believe that there is great value in sharing my experiences with readers. I wish the internet existed with a wealth of guidance when I was a young adult. I own each and everything I have done in my life. Melissa is even more transparent than I am. For much of my life, although I have gotten my hands dirty in the trenches right with the men, I am aware that there is a difference between men and women when it comes to sexual encounters. It's a very different story about a young man having random sexual encounters versus a young woman. Young men are expected to have these random encounters. Meanwhile, it is not the same for the young women. That was the sentiment that I had while growing up as a kid in the 1980s. As a young woman, I would have never had a conversation or felt comfortable enough to have that type of a discussion. I'm glad that, as an older woman, I am able to have that discussion today as an older woman. One-night stands are a rather honest and taboo subject even today. Melissa just tells me to record and let her know later, since those private conversations are the best ones and not ones where she knows she's being recorded. Yes, she is aware that this discussion is being released. Therefore, stay tuned for the Part B podcast episode that is coming very soon. We next plan to discuss our most embarrassing moments when we can get together and speak on it. Over the past 14 years of our friendship, We have had quite a few adventures that yielded some memorable moments. I need to work on the creation of my next podcast episode and short story. I have loaded what I have so far to the podcast platforms and YouTube as promised. I am officially now tired for this evening. Therefore, I'm off to get some rest for the night. Try to enjoy your Friday and enjoy the rest of the work week and upcoming weekend. I wish you a great morning slash afternoon slash evening on your side of the globe and a restful or productive day. The Verbally Disastrous Podcast on Teespring. Here is the link to the Verbally Disastrous store on Teespring. I had a friend ask me about opening up a store to pick up some merchandise. We have a wide variety of custom Verbally Disastrous logo items available. I am open to product suggestions as well. The Verbally Disastrous store on Teespring. https://mystoreC1F946.creatorspring.com. Here is the link to the Verbally Disastrous podcast on Spotify. The Verbally Disastrous podcast on Spotify. Here is Verbally Disastrous Presents Season Number 1, Episode Number 35, Donnie's High Voltage Career Stories Part A on YouTube. Here is Verbally Disastrous Presents Season Number 1, Episode Number 36, Donnie's High Voltage Career Stories Part B on YouTube. Season Number 1, Episode Number 37, Part A Surviving the 2008 Recession as a Construction Worker on YouTube. Season Number 1, Episode Number 38, Part B Surviving the 2008 Recession as a Construction Worker on YouTube. Verbally Disastrous Presents Season Number 1, Episode Number 39, Part A Most Random Encounters on YouTube. Verbally Disastrous Presents Season Number 1, Episode Number 40, Part B Most Random Encounters on YouTube. I shared my latest short story that has been loaded up to my Construction Tales Told by a Woman Kindle Vella library on Amazon recently. The latest short story is entitled, Number 8 Surviving the 2008 Recession as a Construction Worker. I decided to write about the impact of the 2008 recession on myself and my family. I managed to get caught up in this vicious cycle of unemployment that happened as a result of the economic recession. Boy, was that an emotionally draining part of my life. I wanted to share the story in an effort to make the reader aware of how deeply the construction industry was impacted by the actions on Wall Street. This short story is now also available as two Verbally Disastrous podcast episodes. Construction Tales Told by a Woman, 8, Kindle Vella Short Stories on Amazon. Construction Tales Told by a Woman for Kindle Vella on Amazon. Cheers. Leslie M. Jasper. Author and host of the hashtag Verbally Disastrous podcast, now alive on many platforms that include Acast, Amazon Music, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Deezer, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Listen Notes, Overcast, Pandora Podcasts, Player FM, Pocket Casts, Podbean, Podchaser, Podcast Addict, Podcast Gang, Radio Public, SoundCloud, Soundtrap, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and YouTube. The audio blog, Verbally Disastrous Podcast and Construction Tales blog. Now available on Acast, Amazon Music, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Deezer, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Listen Notes, Overcast, Pandora Podcasts, Player FM, Pocket Casts, Podbean, Podchaser, Podcast Addict, Podcast Gang, Radio Public, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Hashtag Kindle Vella, hashtag Free Britney, hashtag Amazon Music, hashtag Anastasia Taranenko, hashtag Fiverr, hashtag Tat underscore Art, hashtag Pandora Podcasts, hashtag Soundtrap, hashtag Construction Tales, hashtag Audio, hashtag Intro, hashtag Fun, hashtag Hot, hashtag Mess, hashtag Creations, hashtag Connecticut, hashtag New York, hashtag Family, hashtag Foolery, hashtag Podcast, hashtag Spotify, hashtag Verbally Disastrous, hashtag New, hashtag Topics, hashtag How To, hashtag Secrets, hashtag Women, hashtag Powerful, hashtag Strong, hashtag Shorts, hashtag Men, hashtag Teen, hashtag Trinotolaugh, hashtag Edgy, hashtag Realistic, hashtag Explicit, hashtag Mature, hashtag Shocking, hashtag Thought-Provoking, hashtag Fresh, hashtag Dark, hashtag Must Watch, hashtag SoundCloud, hashtag YouTube, hashtag Johnny, hashtag Creative, hashtag iApps, hashtag Reddit, hashtag Community, hashtag Leslie at Verb Disastrous, hashtag Strong Women, hashtag Woman in Construction, hashtag Empower, hashtag Gender, hashtag iConduit, hashtag Female Renovator, hashtag Renovation, hashtag Project, hashtag Woman Construction Project, Hashtag strong, hashtag slideshow, hashtag 2013 project, hashtag learn be watching, hashtag girl power, hashtag sheetrock, hashtag tape, hashtag electrical, hashtag plumbing, hashtag tile, hashtag dust, hashtag dirt, hashtag debris, hashtag basement, hashtag paint, hashtag renovate, hashtag insulation, hashtag hi-hats, hashtag wiring, hashtag metal studs, hashtag screws, hashtag workout, hashtag Johnny, hashtag promo, hashtag videos, hashtag creative, hashtag sons, hashtag discuss with them, hashtag topics, hashtag Tom, hashtag open conversation, hashtag Johnny, episodes, hashtag lot lizard, hashtag Amazon Prime, hashtag video, hashtag documentary, hashtag Netflix, hashtag Gorilla Glue, hashtag Gorilla, hashtag glue, hashtag spray, hashtag Gorilla Glue Woman, hashtag hair, hashtag hair surgery, hashtag Los Angeles, hashtag Dr. Obeng, hashtag plastic surgeon, hashtag alcoholic, hashtag drinks, hashtag testing, hashtag episodes, hashtag release, hashtag soon, hashtag alcoholic, hashtag samples, hashtag Revelstoke, hashtag New Amsterdam, hashtag Pink Whitney, hashtag Wicked Pickle, hashtag Bird Dog, hashtag Blackberry, hashtag Whiskey, hashtag Vodka, hashtag 99 Bananas, hashtag Old Smoky, hashtag SWO23 underscore, hashtag Video Gaming, hashtag Streaming, hashtag OSHA502, hashtag Renewal, hashtag Trainthy Trainer, hashtag Rit, hashtag Anchor, hashtag Breaker, hashtag Google Podcasts, hashtag Pocket Casts, hashtag Radio Public, hashtag Article, hashtag Life, hashtag Apprentice, hashtag Comedy Central, hashtag Skit, hashtag Jessa Reed, hashtag Apple Podcasts, hashtag Deezer, hashtag Podchaser, hashtag Podbean, hashtag TuneIn, hashtag CastBox, hashtag Player FM, hashtag iHeartRadio, hashtag Stitcher, hashtag Acast, hashtag Podcast Gang, hashtag Podcast Addict, hashtag Ziplining, hashtag Adventure Park, hashtag Preshkit, hashtag Say No to Rapists, hashtag Justice for Uwa, hashtag Not All Girls Play With Dolls, hashtag Scholastic, hashtag Nonfiction, hashtag Bookstagram, hashtag Drop Everything and Read, hashtag Spring Book Fair 2021, hashtag Love of Reading, hashtag Reading, hashtag Construction Tales, hashtag Books, hashtag Funny, hashtag NYC, hashtag Podcast, hashtag Spotify, hashtag Verbally Disastrous, hashtag Book Fair, hashtag Bookjoy, hashtag Read Anywhere, hashtag Love to Read, hashtag All for Books, hashtag Adult, hashtag FBF21, hashtag LBF21, hashtag B21, hashtag IKBF21, hashtag KLF21, hashtag HKTDC21, hashtag GBF21, hashtag EVE21, hashtag LATFOB21, hashtag SIP21, hashtag FILBO21, hashtag IVE21, hashtag BAPE21, hashtag MEEF21, hashtag BIDSP21, hashtag BS21, hashtag BBF21, hashtag HIP21, hashtag IVTOF21, hashtag IBBF 21, hashtag IVE21, hashtag JLF21, hashtag Jive21, hashtag LBF21, hashtag NDWBF21, hashtag TIBE21, hashtag TIV21, hashtag BCBF21, hashtag LeverParis21, hashtag SDLDM21, hashtag HBF21, hashtag Phil21, hashtag EVE21, hashtag SBF21, hashtag BookWeen21, hashtag Vive21, hashtag ADIV21, hashtag APE21, hashtag Bookstagram, hashtag Book, hashtag Buku Islami, hashtag B, hashtag Bukamura, hashtag Islamist Book Fair, hashtag Buku, hashtag Booklover, hashtag Buku Sahara, hashtag Book Berlin, hashtag Booklove, hashtag Share, hashtag Bookshelf, hashtag International Book Fair, hashtag Bookholic, hashtag Walbuku, hashtag Walbukamura, hashtag Reading, hashtag Obralbuku, hashtag Buku Indie, hashtag Buku Jogja, hashtag Toka Bukamura, hashtag Bookmess, hashtag Lanka, hashtag Pasarbuku, hashtag Bukalanka, hashtag Vipe, hashtag Walbelabuku Online, hashtag Online Shop, hashtag Wallen Online, hashtag Book Lovers, hashtag Enres Books, hashtag Reading Books, hashtag Books Off Instagram, hashtag Baku Installing, hashtag Book, hashtag Bookish, hashtag Book Berlin Kids, hashtag Tokabuku Online, hashtag Boimala, hashtag Lazen, hashtag Bookworm, hashtag Poetry, hashtag Gonter, hashtag FBM, hashtag Bazarbuku, hashtag Book Review, hashtag Berlin, hashtag Read, hashtag Writer, hashtag Berliner Buchmesse, hashtag Buchmesse Berlin, hashtag Author, hashtag Instabooks, hashtag Bock for Coping, hashtag Virtual Book Fair, hashtag Book Addict.